Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
Good evening, and welcome to Atlanta Living. This is a rare no-politics zone on WSB, and all the great aspects of culture in Atlanta are explored. This is your break from the inauguration festivities, at least for the next hour. My name is David Danzig. I am filling in for the lovely and talented Belinda Skelton tonight. That's right, the inmates have taken over the asylum. So regular listeners to the show, you might know me as Belinda's foodie correspondent. I do a restaurant segment on Atlanta Living. It's called Breaking Chews. And tonight we have a treat for all my fellow foodies out there. It is a whole hour only on restaurants. So with me in the studio, until 7 o'clock, I have our good friend, Chris Hasiotis. He's the editor of Zagat Atlanta. This guy's got a wicked palate. He's got an encyclopedic knowledge of the restaurant scene. So over the next hour, Chris and I's goal is very simple. We want to help connect you with the perfect Atlanta restaurant choice for whatever occasion you have on tap.
And we're probably going to make ourselves a little hungry talking about
that's
all this
right.
Great food.
It is the witching hour.
Thanks, David.
The number is 404-872-0750. So, you know, if you're looking for the perfect place for a first date, you know, maybe it's your 20th anniversary or Valentine's Day is coming up and you need a romantic ace in the hole, or
You need a business lunch. You've got friends coming in from out of town. You want to impress them. You want to show them that Atlanta is more than just fried chicken and mac and cheese, although we do that really well, too.
Absolutely.
We eat out a lot, and we want to share that with you
guys. Yes, we do. So, again, the phone number here is 404-872-0750. 404-872-0750. Hit us with your best shot. You know, Chris, I'm on Zagat right now. You do an amazing job. For those of you who aren't aware of Zagat, this is really one of the, I'm Jewish, so it's still a Bible to me, the Old Testament maybe. And, you know, there's so much great information you guys have on the website.
Yeah, well, thanks. I mean, what our goal is to go around Atlanta to eat a lot, to check out the restaurants, the cocktail bars, the best, fanciest places, as well as the kind of holes in the wall that have really great food. Our goal at Zagat, and my goal as the editor, is to highlight what's exceptional about dining out in Atlanta. And again, that could be something that's really exceptional, like the decor, or it could be the service at a certain spot, or it could be the barbecue. It could be one dessert. And that's what we do. All that info is online at zagat.com/Atlanta. I've also got a Zagat Atlanta Twitter account that you can follow, get all the news you need right there. So if there's anything that your listeners want to know, if you guys have any questions, if you want to know the best place to find Southern food, the best place for a new Chinese restaurant, give us a call. We're happy to point
that's
you
right.
in the right direction.
404-872-0750. And that's what I love about Zagat. So, you know, I'm just looking at the top food choices in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And number one, it's not fancy. It's kind of paradoxically unfancy. It's Antico Pizza. It's in Home Park. Followed by Bones Restaurant, which is
definitely
very
fancy.
And then followed by another one of my favorites, Aria, which is in Buckhead, which is extremely fancy. So, you know, if you, especially when you travel, Zagat is such a wonderful resource. I use it all the time.
Well, thanks. And, I appreciate that. The way we reach all of our ratings is it's not just some food critic sitting on high in a castle, you know, dabbing the corner of my mouth with a white tablecloth and issuing proclamations.
Yeah.
A lot of the information we get is sourced from diners who live in Atlanta.
Sure.
So people send in their suggestions, send in their own reviews, and that's kind of how we get to the point where we know what's great and move on from there.
Awesome. Well, we have a caller. We have Christy. And she wants to know, what would you like to know, Christy?
Hi, Christy.
Hi. Yeah, I'd like to know where's a great place to get what I would call classic Southern biscuits and grits. Nothing fancy, no new twist, no cheese or bacon thrown in the grits, just classic.
Not salt, deconstructed, salt deconstructed grits.
What part of town are you in, Christy?
On the east side.
You're on the east
outside
side.
Outside the perimeter, yep.
Okay, so I would say, so there's a place called... Sorry. It's called Rising Sun. It's in Avondale, so it's inside
Perfect.
The perimeter, but
nope,
not too far from you. It's been open about a year and a half, and what I really like about Rising Sun is it's open by a couple, a husband-wife couple, who they've been in the industry for a long time. They've worked at other restaurants, figuring out what they love best and what they really wanted to do when they opened Rising Sun, and that's S-O-N. Was they wanted to create the kind of place where it was middle of the road, great Southern classic food, biscuits, mm-hmm. gravy, chicken pot pie, you know, that sort of like really hearty food that's done well with good ingredients, but isn't too fancy, isn't too crazy, not out of the box. And I think they do a really great job. Rising Sun in Avondale,
yeah,
I would recommend
that. That's a great
one.
I just went to a new addition to the scene. It's literally at the nexus of Virginia and North Highland Avenue. It is called Callie's Hot Little Biscuit.
Uh-huh.
And my wife is a biscuit purist. I think, Christy, you and she would be extremely good friends. So these are beautiful, hand-rolled, hand-stamped right before your eyes. They roll the flour right, you know, they roll the dough right in front of you, and they bake them right in front of you. They're pitch-perfect little biscuits. You can get them stuffed with, you know, country ham, some incredible bacon. It's an outpost from Callie's Little Hot Little Biscuit in Charleston. So it's pure Southern, and it's just delightful. They got great coffee.
Yeah, those biscuits are great. I don't know if, Christy, if you or I'm sure some of the people listening here watch the show Top Chef, but they're actually filming it's already filmed, but the current season that's airing right now is in Charleston, and they went to Callie's home as an example of great biscuits.
Yeah.
So the woman who runs this place knows what she's doing. So if you're in town in Virginia Highland, Callie's Hot Little Biscuit is really terrific.
All right. Sounds like it's worth a drive.
You're good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christy, for calling.
You.
Thanks a lot. We're back in Atlanta Living. This is David Danzig. I'm filling in for Belinda Skelton tonight. We're doing restaurant matchmaking. So call us at 404-872-0750. I'm here with Chris Hasiotis from Zagat. And it looks like we've got Chip from Kennesaw. He's got a kind of a technical question about Zagat and how it works. How you doing, Chip?
All right, Chip.
Yeah, it's actually Chick, C-H-I-C.
Oh, hey, Chick.
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a question on how often Zagat updates their restaurant listings. I own a restaurant. I've had the same Quick Bite, I guess is the way that it's classified, listing on there, and it's I've been in business 9 years and nothing's really changed for the last 6 years, so I don't know how often you make it around to restaurants.
Sure,
you know, multiple times.
It all kind of depends. What's the name of your restaurant?
It's Big Shanty Smokehouse in Kennesaw.
Okay, yeah, I've actually been up there recently. What I would say the best way to get some of the updated info, and as a business owner, if you go to the Zagat website, which is zagat.com, there you should see something called the FAQ on there. And if you click on that link, that will give you the info on how to get updated info. It all kind of depends on what's available, what's opening. But as a business owner, there's a section on the website specifically for you called Business Owners. Click on that, and that should get you the info you need.
Great.
Okay.
Great. I appreciate that.
Thanks so much, Chick, for calling.
Thanks, Chick.
We appreciate it. Let's go to Michael. Michael, you have a question for Chris Hasiotis and me.
Yes, I do. Good evening to the both of you.
Hey, Michael.
Good evening.
I want to know two questions. One, is there a place in Atlanta where you can go, or in Gwinnett, wherever, I'm in Gwinnett, is there a place in Atlanta where you can go and get an authentic Philly cheesesteak?
Absolutely.
Is there a place where you can go and get an authentic Greek gyro?
Well, I can help answer both of those questions. For the Philly cheesesteak, I'm going to give you two selections, and maybe David's got some that he can toss your way. There's one here in town Atlanta called Woody's. It's right by Piedmont Park. It's on Monroe Avenue.
Woody's
cheesesteaks. It's the name of the place is Woody's Cheesesteaks. It's kind of a little shack you order at the counter, but it's great. They they chop the ribeye. They'll do cheese whiz or provolone, whatever you want. I would also point you in the direction of a place that is a little closer to you. It's over kind of in Peachtree Corners, and it's called Dave's Philly Water and Ice. It's connected to a gas station. Just look for Dave's and Philly. It's connected to a gas station. They do super great Philly sandwiches. They use, the ribeye, the Amoroso rolls. It doesn't look like much from the outside, but that's kind of the pleasure of a Philly cheesesteak, right? It looks a little run down, a little messy, a little sloppy, but you bite into it and it's amazing. That place is up in Peachtree Corners.
Yeah, those are great. I would only chime in a couple places. Fred's Meat and Bread, that is in the Krog Street Market, which is a completely amazing destination. If you haven't been to Krog Street Market, it's located in town. There's a place in there called Fred's Meat and Bread, and there's many people, including Alton Brown, who will profess that is his favorite Philly cheesesteak, period.
Mm-hmm.
The other place that I love is called, it's also in town, it's in Midtown, it's called Cypress Pint and Plate, and they do a wicked good, it is knee-buckling good Philly cheesesteak. So that should give you some good food for thought there.
Yeah, I'd put Dave's number one, and then Fred's and Woody's.
Woody's is an institution. These are your cup runneth over with cheesesteak, my friend.
Yeah, and real quick, as far as Greek food goes, well, you're in luck. My dad is actually from Greece, and so I have had a bit of Greek food around town. I've got to say, there's not a lot. Not a lot of super authentic Greek food. Kima in Buckhead is high end, but
I got one.
Yeah, we'll get back to it.
Nick's Food to Go, located about a 6-iron from the capital downtown. It's called Nick's Food to Go, the best authentic gyro you can get in town. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk more restaurants after this. This is Atlanta Living. Thanks for listening.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
Hi, welcome back to Atlanta Living. This is not Belinda Skelton. This is David Danzig, and I'm filling in for Belinda tonight on Atlanta Living. That may be the only time Radiohead has ever been in bumper music. I'm kind of proud to promote that.
It's a new day.
It is a new day. I'm here in the studio with Chris Hasiotis. He is the editor of Zagat Atlanta. Tonight we're doing restaurant matchmaking. We'd love to hear from you. The number is 404-872-0750. If you need a good barbecue place, you want a brunch place, a great place for a biscuit, or you might have a curveball like Danielle from Carrollton. How about a Hungarian restaurant? Any ideas on that one, Chris? Hey, Danielle, how are you? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Sure. So Danielle, you're looking for Hungarian, is that right?
Yes, my husband's Hungarian, and I was just wondering if there was an authentic Hungarian restaurant in the Atlanta area.
So I can tell you, I don't know of a place that is entirely just Hungarian food, the good goulash, the paprikash, that sort of thing. And I spent some time in Hungary, and I really love Budapest. But there is a place in Inman Park called Juliana's Crepes. And the owner of Juliana's is from Hungary, and the place is named after his mother, Juliana, and they turn out Hungarian-style crepes. I believe the term for crepes in Hungary is palacsinta. Your husband probably knows better than I do, but they do that, and they do have other Hungarian dishes on the side, maybe some sauces, desserts, that sort of thing. So check out Juliana's, spelled with two N's, and it's in Inman Park, but that's really the only place I know of in town that that does anything Hungarian.
There's actually a place in Candler Park, and you are correct, Palacinta is correct. There's a place in Candler Park called Palacinta.
Yeah, that place, though, I believe is just a little pop-up shop on the weekends, and a woman sets up a little tent and serves crepes out of a tent, I think just on Saturdays and Sundays, but you'd have to look online to find out.
It's Thursday through Sunday.
Okay, great.
Hope that helps you out there, Danielle? And
yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. All right. Our pleasure. So we've got We've got so many good calls coming up in the next half hour. We're here till 7 o'clock. We've got Victor looking for a good lunch spot. Don's looking for some good Italian for his wife's birthday. We can definitely take care of that. And then William's looking for some good barbecue on the south side. So we've got a lot of great calls on the board, and we're really enjoying taking your calls. If you want to get in on the conversation.
It's getting dark outside. It's dinner time.
It's dinner time. I'm getting hungry. Yeah. If you want to get in on the conversation, the phone number is 404-872-0750. Hit us with your best shot, and we definitely want to take care of any of your restaurant. How much time do we have, Clint? We can take a call, so let's take a call. Let's try the barbecue. William,
sure.
William, how you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
We're
all
doing
right, William.
Great.
How are you?
I'm trying to find a good barbecue place on the south side. Can you help me out?
Sure. I've got a couple suggestions for you. So,
okay.
If you're near Jonesboro, I would hit up a place called Dean's Barbecue. Dean's has been open since 1947. Their beans are really great. The Brunswick stew is probably the best around town. That's what I would get there. The sauce they've got is kind of nice and thick and smoky. So Dean's in Jonesboro. I would also point you towards, if you're a little further south, in Noonan. It's a place called Sprayberries. Sprayberries has been open since 1926, 27, somewhere around there. And they also do great Brunswick stew. Their pulled pork is great.
Good.
So yeah, I'm going to point you to those two: Dean's in Jonesboro and
Dean's
Sprayberries.
Jonesboro.
Yeah, and Sprayberries in Noonan.
Appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you so much for the call, William. We're here. We're on Atlanta Living. I'm David Danzig, and I'm here with Chris Hasiotis of Zagat, and we're filling in for our beloved Belinda Skelton. Please give us a call. We have some great restaurant suggestions. We're looking for more questions. The number is 404-872-0750. Thanks for listening to Atlanta Living. We'll be back right after the news.
I-5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
Good evening and welcome back to Atlanta Living. This is a rare no politics zone on WSB, where we explore amazing aspects of our culture here in Atlanta. It's a break from inauguration festivities, at least for the next 30 minutes. I'm on for the next till 7 o'clock. My name is David Danzig. I'm filling in for our lovely and talented Belinda tonight. And so I'm here with Chris Hasiotis. He's the editor of Zagat Atlanta.
Yep.
And we are here to do one thing, and that is to connect you with the perfect restaurant choice in Atlanta for whatever occasion you have on tap. We call it restaurant matchmaking. The phone number is 404-872-0750, 404-872-0750. We want to know if you've got a hankering, or you could say hankering, right?
That's hankering, a craving, a desire, a lust.
A lust.
A lust for,
yes, people
for
like,
something.
Like Chris and I, we lust for food. It's something else.
Yeah,
and,
all those,
you know,
those Instagram photos don't hurt at all.
Yes, you can find food. What is your handle?
I'm online at Hasiotis. That's Hasiotis.
And my handle is at Bites Insights. And so give us a call. Let us know. We want to hear from you. For instance, Victor, who's calling from Griffin, is looking for a good lunch spot in Buckhead or Midtown, where they are certainly aplenty. Hey, Victor, thanks for calling Atlanta Living.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Victor. So what kind of mood are you going for? What kind of vibe? What do you like?
Yeah, so I really like a really clean, upscale kind of vibe, but that's just got kind of like a chill atmosphere. Somewhere where I can get some good natural cut fries, good burger, you know, and some like Pellegrino with it.
Sure. So yeah, you got kind of just like a nice little bistro in Midtown or Buckhead.
Yeah. Sure.
So David, you got any suggestions you want to point him to?
Well, I was just thinking, when you thought of good fries, I was thinking of Ford Fry. I was thinking of, have you ever been to King and Duke?
I haven't. I've heard of King and Duke.
So that just jumped out of my mind. King and Duke is a neat place. It's at West Paces Ferry and Peachtree. It's sort of smack dab in the heart of Buckhead. And the cool thing about the King and Duke is every single thing, I think they do have a deep fryer. So there's what maybe Maybe the fries are fried. But everything else is wood fired and smoked.
All
the meats. And it's done. They have this contraption that it's all hand cranked. Like, there's no gas ovens or anything like that.
It's just a big, like, wood-fired hearth with iron grates above it.
So. It's amazing to watch them work on it, and they just throw cords and cords and cords of oak and cherry and things like that, and then they smoke everything. So they smoke the ground beef, and they do a turkey sandwich there that's amazing. But that's just jumped out.
Yeah, I think King & Duke is a great selection, and their burger is one thing I like about the burger there that they have, it's on the lunch menu.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's great. It's not like the typical burger you find everywhere else, but it's, you know, the bun is charred, the fries are great. Mm-hmm. I would say give King & Duke. Yeah, King & Duke, give it a try. And if you need a second opinion, give us a call back next week.
You know, also, we mentioned earlier in the show, one of the top Zagat listings in the city is Bones.
Uh-huh.
And that, by many, is considered the best burger in the city as well. You can sit at the bar, sit at the table, and that's a glorious burger.
Yeah, so Bones, you know, it's a little bit more of a kind of traditional old school steakhouse. So pictures on the walls and red booths and that sort of thing. But their burger's great. They've got great lunch salads. Yeah, I like Bones a lot too.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah,
thanks so much, guys. Yeah, we appreciate the call, Victor. Thanks.
Enjoy.
The number here is 404-872-0750. We're playing restaurant matchmaking to connect you with whatever you're craving.
It's a good job. I mean, there's so much good eating in Atlanta, and it can be kind of overwhelming sometimes. I don't know if you feel that way. But
I got to give my job. Yeah, I got to give my cholesterol medicine something to do. Uh-huh. So
definitely happy to help out anyone who calls in.
So, for instance, Don from Cartersville has a great question. Good Italian. And it sounds like you've got a little pressure on you because it's the wife's birthday. Is that correct?
Yeah, guys, you're doing a great job tonight. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's
thanks,
her birthday.
Don.
Thank you.
And guys, I can't forget that. I don't want to go in the doghouse if you know.
No,
what I mean.
No, we got you, man. We got you. We'll take good care of you.
So she is lusting for some good Italian food. I live north of Marietta, but I'm not. You know, I'll drive to Alpharetta or Roswell to find some real Italian food. Now, I lived on Long Island. We went to a place up there, and man, it blew our minds. I mean, it was really like grandma's cooking.
Chris and I are sitting here kind of nodding, and so we'll see if we've got the telekinesis going. See, what's your pick?
Where are you pointing them?
Osteria Mattone.
Yeah, great choice.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a little bit about it. Osteria Mattone, and that's Mattone. It means brick in Italian.
Okay, cool.
It's right in downtown Roswell on Canton Street, which is a nice, cute little area.
Sure.
That team who does Osteria Mattone, they spent a lot of time in Rome and central Italy, kind of refining the menu, figuring out what they like. If you like meatballs, it's great. If you like pasta, they do, you know, your traditional spaghetti and fettuccine, but also a lot of other kinds that are harder to find in the States. So Osteria Mattone is great. It's in a cute little converted bungalow, and I think it's a great choice for a birthday because then you can spend your whole dinner there, or you can also, it's right in that cute area of Canton Street where you can walk up and down. You could swing by somewhere else for a drink. The same owners actually have a place called Table in Maine, mm-hmm. which is like a little southern restaurant a couple houses down.
Mm-hmm.
You could grab a drink there and then go to Osteria Mattone. So that's a good choice.
And it's romantic.
Yeah,
as
I like it. Yeah. It's a cute little house.
It's pretty much lit up at night there. I've been through there at night coming home from work, and there's a bunch of little restaurants, a bunch of little lady girly shops going down there.
Uh-huh. That's it. It's very Tony.
Yeah. So I check out Osteria Mattone. Tell them that we sent you. We know the guys over there. We love them, and they put out some really great food. I'm gonna stop there. I'm not gonna give you a second.
I think that's where you go.
That's where you
got
to go.
Yeah, we got you covered there, Don. You'll be in great shape.
I'll just tell my wife I had some help by some friends.
No. Tell her you did this. Tell her you did this all on your own, and we're happy to give you those brownie points.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, I appreciate it so much, and have a good night.
You too, Don.
Happy birthday to your wife.
Thanks for calling. The number here is 404-872-0750. We're matching people of Atlanta up with the appropriate restaurant for whatever it is that they are craving or hankering. Justin in Locust Grove, you are looking for one of my favorite things, which is a good Chicago Italian beef sandwich. Nice.
Yeah, it's my favorite, and I miss it a lot from Chicago.
I can imagine. It's a rare thing down here. Chris, have you enjoyed Italian beef?
No, I've been to Chicago once, and you know, you go there the first time, you do the deep dish pizza, you do the hot dogs, but I never got around to an Italian beef. And that's I'm gonna leave this one up to you, David, because I am not an expert in an Italian beef.
You know, there's a couple of places I would suggest. There's one in Marietta. It's on Powder String Street. It's called Taste of Chicago. They do authentic, you know, Vienna products, and it's kind of a hot dog joint. It's a little shack. They do an Italian beef there. There's also Baby Al's Chicago Dog, and that's in Lilburn. So, I mean, I'm not sure. You're in Locust Grove. I'm not sure how intrepid you are, but, you know, those are a couple places. I got to say I haven't been able to get up there to either of those much, but those are a couple places that will, you know, put their Italian beef on the line there.
Well, I definitely drive everywhere for work, so I'll give it a try.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with that. And it's going to be a lot warmer down here, I think, than were you to go up to the Windy City at this time of year. So you'll be happy about that.
15 years ago.
So. Yeah.
Well, the Chicago beef, it's kind of like a roast beef sandwich, mm-hmm. kind of like a French dip. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah. How do you like it, Justin?
I mean, honestly, it's all about the au jus that goes with it,
right,
and the thin slicing of the beef. And it's something you can't really find it anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, the closest thing I found down here is Nancy's.
I was going to say Nancy's too. Yeah.
And I love it, but it just takes forever every time I go there. So I'm just looking for something else.
Yeah.
I would also, and we mentioned Fred's Meat and Bread earlier. Those guys are sandwich pros. They may not have a Chicago beef sandwich on their menu, but maybe if you give them a call, ask them, they could do a special for you. I don't know.
Definitely wrote that down for my wife, who's from Philly. So
yeah,
very good, very good. Well, thanks for the call, Justin. We appreciate it. And let's go next to Janelle in Kennesaw. Janelle, you are looking for good clam chowder.
Yes, that may sound odd, but I haven't found it since I moved down.
Really?
Here.
Well, Janelle, that does not sound odd, because even though it's a little warmer out tonight, you know, I think clam chowder, it's drizzly, it's cold. That sounds good. Where did you move down from?
Originally from upstate New York.
Okay. So let's see. Clam chowder, and you're in Kennesaw right now. If you don't mind driving over to Roswell, which is not too far, there's a place that just opened a couple months ago in the it's kind of between Roswell and Crabapple. It's called C&S, so the letter C and the letter S, Chowder House.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of it's not super casual. It's a little fancier. The same team who opened that have a place called C&S, which is a little more of an upscale steakhouse seafood restaurant. But this place, they wanted to put their chowder front and center. They do a Manhattan style chowder. They do a New England creamy chowder. And I think they've also got a Rhode Island style chowder that's a little thinner on their menu. So they've got three clam chowders on the menu. I like C&S a lot. Went up there about 2 months ago to eat. I really enjoyed it. I would point you in that direction.
Okay, cool. I'll have to give it a try. And I know I had a question regarding Vietnamese food. My fiance loves Vietnamese, and we had a place back in New York we used to go to all the time. And since we've been here, we haven't really gotten out much, but
sure.
I know that's something he wants to do.
You're in Kennesaw, right? So,
I'm in Kennesaw, yeah.
Yeah, northwest of the city, the Vietnamese options are a little limited. What I would say is hop in your car, take a trip over to Buford Highway, which is going to be closer to 85. And Buford Highway, you're going to find so many Vietnamese restaurants that you may not know what to do with them. there are plenty of them. It's pretty much Buford Highway, since you're new to town, and if you don't know, or any other listeners don't know, it's pretty much Atlanta's Chinatown, Koreatown, Little Vietnam, Little Mexico, all kind of on one long strip of road.
Okay.
Well said.
Yeah, David, do you have any Vietnamese places you like? I like Nam Phong.
I love Nam Phong, and I love Lee's Bakery if you want a nice banh mi.
Yeah, Lee's Bakery is really
delicious.
Good.
Com, C-O-M.
Uh-huh.
Vietnamese Grill does some beautiful things. There's a nicer place.
Yeah.
Not that Buford Highway is not nice.
I know where you're going.
Le Fat. It is on Marietta Street. That's close to downtown, and that is a more upscale Vietnamese. L-E-F-A-T, two words.
Le Fat.
Or Le Fat.
And I think I've heard of that before, but I had it written down, just hadn't had a chance to check it out.
It's really good. It's kind of a little more upscale, so you know the prices might be a little higher, but it's a nice environment. If you want something a little more authentic, head over to Buford Highway.
Very good. Thank you so much, Janelle, for calling. Clint, do we have time for one more? No, we do not have time for one more. I'm hearing the music, and that means that we... Oh, and it's Radiohead again. Thank you, Clint. Thanks for listening to Atlanta Living. We're coming back for one last segment. We're going to address a few more restaurant choices. The number is 404-872-0750. You're listening to WSB. Depend on it.
Now, back to Belinda Skelton.
Welcome back to Atlanta Living. This is David Danzig. I'm filling in for our lovely and talented Belinda Skelton tonight. And we are here with Chris Hasiotis, the editor of Zagat Magazine. We're doing restaurant matchmaking, and we're matching people up, the good people of Atlanta, up with the good restaurants of Atlanta. And we've had a great show. We've had some really good calls. Let's get right to it. Josh in Commerce, it sounds like you also, my friend, have a little pressure on you with the wife's birthday, and you need to step up to the plate. So how can we help?
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. We've been together since I've been about 16. I'm 29 now, so we got two kids. Always stay busy. So I mean, we hit a lot of the local restaurants pretty often.
Sure.
We've over the years we've had time to go out to some of the fancy ones, Fogo de Chao. And
yeah.
To us, that's, you know, I mean, that's kind of one of the better restaurants we've attended. But I'm looking for something new, something that kind of blows it out of the water. You know, I mean,
no pun intended, or maybe you did intend that pun to blow it out of the water for seafood, right?
Yeah, actually, she really likes seafood, so I think that's what we're going to go for.
Sure.
I think if I do something like that, she'll enjoy it.
We got you, my man. We got you.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the first place I would say is called The Optimist. It's in Westside, west of Midtown in Atlanta. Really great. The Optimist, you know, they've got great oysters, raw oysters, baked oysters, all kinds of fish, the kind of fish you normally find, kind of fish you don't, shrimp. And it's just a beautiful building. You walk in there, it's a converted old warehouse. It's got huge, high, sky-high ceilings, big windows, really sexy light at night. I would recommend The Optimist. Service is usually on point. That's a really great place.
Yeah, and I'm on Zagat, which is Chris's baby here. Drift Fish House and Oyster Bar out in Marietta is amazing. Go ahead.
Let me throw a few twists in there. I'm kind of looking for something we spend a lot of time in Florida. We got a vacation rental spot down in Florida that we go to.
Uh-huh.
So we get a lot of good seafood down there. So, I mean, it's kind of up to the challenge.
Yeah, we're
I think so. So I'm still going to stick with my place, The Optimist. The chef who opened it, Adam Evans, he's from he was from the Alabama Gulf, and the chef who took over after him was from coastal Florida. They know what they're doing. I think if you dine there, you should be pretty happy. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Take her there. Take her to Drift. Let us know how
probably
it goes.
The dress apparel there. Is it kind of upscale, casual? Or
yeah, exactly.
Upscale casual.
You know, if you've got jeans on, I'd say that's fine as long as there's no holes, some nice dark jeans. But you could, you know, you wouldn't feel out of place if you had a suit on. You wouldn't feel out of place if you had jeans and a button-down shirt on.
It's the wife's birthday, man. You're gonna have to step up for that one.
Also, their cocktails. I don't know if you guys like to drink, but the cocktails there are really good.
They're really good.
Awesome. And what about the? I guess I could look on my own, but quick question. How about the atmosphere around it? Can we maybe have a few drinks, walk down the road?
It's in West Midtown. There's a couple spots around there that you can get a cocktail. I would definitely recommend it. There's some great bars around there.
We got to wrap this up. Thanks for calling, Josh. This has been a privilege to host Atlanta Living.
Thanks, everyone.
And this is David Danzig. I was filling in for Sweet Belinda, and I'm here with Chris Hasiotis. It's been a privilege. I want to thank Clint and Ahmed for doing an amazing job making this a very easy night.
Well done.
And hopefully this time tomorrow night, we will be celebrating a Falcons victory.
Stay dry.
So go Falcons. And we will see you next Saturday on Atlanta Living. Thank you so much for listening to WSB. Depend on it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.